South Carolina, there stands a lighthouse of Christian testimony, beaconing forth the light of salvation to a world lost on the sea of sin and despair. Bob Jones University, the Fortress of Faith.
Truth.
I am error. I am history. And truth and error are always a part of my story. Augustine, theologian, hero of faith.
Augustine was a typical 4th century professor.
Most teaching was conducted in homes and rented halls.
Tuition from pupils paid the teacher's salary and other school expenses.
Having completed rhetoric and philosophy studies in Carthage at the age of 20, he taught grammar for a year in Tagaste, North Africa. Augustine had set up his one-room school in Carthage in the year 374.
But now his story becomes my story, the story of error. Augustine's talent in literary subjects became obvious when he was 17.
So, my son, your instructors tell me that you are extremely talented in the literary arts. I have decided to send you to school in Carthage.
Thank you, Father.
Patricius, he is so young. And Carthage...
You do not understand men's affairs, my dear. Carthage is known as a good place for a boy to study and to enjoy himself. And Carthage it shall be.
I cannot dissuade your father from sending you away, and I know that you wish to go. But I plead with you, my son, guard yourself against the sins of impurity. I would that you would accept my Christ.
You are a saint, Mother.
Oh, no. I am just a sinner saved by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you will come to him, he will not cast you out.
Your religion is fine for such good souls as you, Mother, but I think Father is right. You do not understand the affairs of men.
Grief for her son's wrongdoings, sent Monica to her pastor in tears.
Do not grieve so, good Monica.
What can I do? I've talked to him, written to him, prayed for him. That my son should go so far from my Lord. That's why I came to you. I don't know
it
what...
It is not possible that the child of those tears should perish.
Thank you. I shall cherish that as if it were a word from heaven.
For 9 years, Augustine zealously followed the Manichaean doctrine.
The style of the Bible is barbaric. I get more out of Cicero. I can understand him.
Augustine chided his Christian friends with...
Why, we have deacons as Manichaeans. We have presbyters and bishops. Why, we even have baptism and a sacred meal.
A personal encounter with Eustace, the greatest Manichaean teacher, proved to be a turning point.
I have long looked forward to meeting you, sir.
You are called Augustine?
Yes, I've been wanting to ask you, exactly what are the differences in the Greek teaching and the Manichaean teaching of astronomy?
What?
Well, surely, I mean...
Frankly, young man, those things are of little importance.
Not knowing your own doctrines of little import?
The important thing, young man, is to know how to reach people, how to get a crowd to follow you, how to sound so convincing that the masses will follow you blindly.
Why, you're not a great teacher. You're no teacher at all. You're nothing more than a religious propagandist.
With his faith in the cult failing, it was then that he decided to go to Rome.
He opened a school of rhetoric in the city of the Seven Hills.
The prevailing philosophy We only know that we don't know anything absolutely.
Within a year, a Roman official nominated him to be professor of rhetoric in Milan.
Ambrose, a devout Christian, was easily the most influential man in Milan, the second capital of Italy.
It was only natural for the newly arrived rhetoric teacher to seek out this preacher, famed for his eloquence.
Welcome to our city, Professor.
Thank you. I have heard great things concerning your eloquence. I will come to hear you preach. My mother will be joining me here. We will attend your service this week.
Did you enjoy the preaching of Ambrose, my son?
It is strange. I did not wish to learn what he said, but only how he said it. And while I opened my heart to receive the eloquence, the truth he said...
Yes?
Nothing, Mother. We shall hear him again.
That David sinned is human. That he repented is exceptional. Men follow David into his sin, but they leave him when he rises into confession and repentance.
Augustine's past rose to haunt him.
David had repented, but he had not.
Born again ones have a power to live lives pleasing in the sight of the Lord. He gives them power to fight their temptations and to be victorious. Your mother, though not as well educated as you, does she possess a purity of life which makes you envious?
Yes, she does.
Then why do you not claim the Christ she possesses? Let his strength be your strength.
I wish I could, but I cannot. I cannot. Oh, God, I want you, but I have lived such a life so base and corrupt. I cannot escape my sins. If God could forgive me for my wasted years and sinful life, could I ever live as a Christian? Could I ever defeat my own passion? Too vile a sinner. Too vile a sinner. Too vile. The burden. Oh, God, I cannot carry the burden of my sin. Dear Father, in this garden, Ambrose told us you once loved a garden. Under a fig tree, a tree you once cursed. Please, God, why not in this hour make an end of my vileness? Why not take my life?
Take and read.
That child, chanting at her games. Is she playing a game, or is it a divine command for me to open the Bible and read? Here on the bench, a copy of Romans. I'll read where it falls open. Not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. But put ye on Christ. Put on Christ! Oh, God! Oh, Christ! I take thee as a garment to cover my sins, as a shield to protect me from other sins. Oh, praise God. Mother? Mother?
Yes, my son.
Praise God. I have put on Christ. My heart is glowing with the light of peace.
For 32 years I have prayed for you. Thank God. Thank God.
Later, after a long period of prayer, fasting, and special study, Augustine and his son, Ariodatus, were baptized.
Augustine made plans to return to Africa and lead the peaceful life of a Christian layman in Tagaste. But while he was waiting for a ship, his mother, Monica, died.
Only 5 days earlier, she had told him,
"My hope for this world is now fulfilled. There was but one reason why I wished to remain a little longer in this life. I wanted to see you a Christian before I died."
Augustine changed his plans and spent a year in Rome, where he began his writing career.
When he reached Africa in 388, he sold his father's estate and gave most of the money to the poor.
He kept the house.
For the use of the Christian community, which he had established.
Augustine settled in Hippo and began preaching and instructing converts. The next 34 years were fruitful.
He wrote more than 70 books.
Two of which rank among the great books of the world.
His Confessions has been called one of the 100 great books of all time. This book, addressed directly to God, is keynoted by the phrase,
"Thou hast made us for thyself, and our heart is restless until it rests in thee."
He was mainly responsible for the defeat of Pelagianism,
a powerful movement that taught salvation by good works, and that Christ's death was an example for men, not an atonement.
I will always emphasize the grace and sovereignty of God.
This was to have profound effects in later years.
The troubled German, Martin Luther, was to study his doctrine of justification by faith and start the flame of the Reformation.
John Calvin was to build upon Augustine's doctrine of original sin and predestination to influence most of Europe and the new world of the United States.
But the renowned Augustine also taught some doctrines that in succeeding years were used to the building of an all-powerful church. Some of his teachings helped establish a privileged class of clergy by giving them the sole right to administer a baptism called essential to salvation.
These teachings, although not so intended, when twisted, were to chain the lives and souls of countless men and women.
By 430, Rome was falling to invading barbarians. The example was crumbling, with the Church of Rome striving to extend church control over the new nations.
On August 28, 430, Aurelius Augustinus died in peace.
He was the last great theologian before the onset of the Middle Ages.
The doctrines of sin and grace, as taught by Augustine, a great sinner saved by great grace, clarified one of the teachings of our faith. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Augustine, theologian, hero of faith.
Listen again next week for another dramatic story of Christian experience. From the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.